Bill was one of the most unusual characters that I've ever known, regardless of the fact that he was one of the greatest fishermen that I've ever known.
Ben Taylor was a friend and admirer of the late Bill Shadd for many years. He fully agrees with those who consider the longtime Monte Rio resident to be the undisputed king of salmon and steelhead fishermen in Northern California's coastal rivers.
Bill led a life that was completely devoted to and consumed by his love for fishing. He fished day and night. On weekends, if I were up fishing on a river, he'd be the first person that I would see when I got there, and he'd still be fishing when I left. And he'd fish all week long, and he'd still be there the following weekend if the fish were there.
Shadd died of cancer in early 1995 at the age of 71. Yet his impact on the sport and his fellow fishermen was so strong and enduring that 30 of them contributed memories, photographs, and stories to a newly published tribute book, which Taylor organized, edited, and titled I Know Bill Shadd. But Taylor notes that not everyone who knew Shadd wanted to participate in his project.
There were some people who did not want to be in my book. They said, Ben, you don't want to hear what I have to say about Bill Shadd. And many of his friendships began really on the wrong foot. When you showed up at a place where he was fishing, you were part of what he termed the competition. You were somebody that was going to get in his way.
Bill had a kind streak in him, Taylor insists, though it could take a while to see it. For those he considered friends, Shadd was generous with his advice, even if it was rarely solicited.
There are certain people who, if they do something very well, they can't stand to see someone else doing it poorly. When Bill saw somebody that he knew and you were doing something wrong, he felt impelled to say something to tell you to do it better. He just couldn't stand seeing someone fishing badly, particularly someone who he considered a friend.
But everyone who knew Bill agreed. The man lived to fish and cared little about anything else. He would sell or barter the trophy fish he caught for his basic needs, mostly just food and gasoline, and often spent days or weeks at a time away from home when the salmon were running.
One day we were fishing and Bill turned to me and said, you know, Ben, I've not been home. I've been fishing for 6 months straight. How much money do you think I've spent in that six-month period? And I said, I don't know, Bill. How much? He said, $618.35.
Taylor's book is not a biography, rather a mosaic portrait enlivened by the multitude of first-person anecdotes of encounters and adventures with their single-minded peer. Taylor, of course, has more than one of his own. This is his favorite.
We were fishing. It was a slow day, not many fish being caught. This particular pool had a high bank above it, and way up, maybe 100 feet above the pool, these two guys, and you could hear them. One guy was saying to the other, that's Bill Shadd down there. He's a real jerk. And Bill heard this, and he said, Ben, let me tell you something. When they stop talking about you, that's when you're in trouble.
The I Know Bill Shadd book, lovingly assembled and full of beautifully reproduced color photographs, is available at coastal bookstores and other select locations, as well as online. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.